450s are wicked rounds. That's tons of recoil, though. I had my wife shoot her first year with one, and then I bought a 350, and I haven't looked back. As far as tags, there's a combo tag, which is your restricted tag, your unrestricted tag. Restricted tag is four more on one side, unrestricted is anything. Could be an antler list, could be a spike. Don't shoot a spike. Or, you know, whatever. Antlerless tags are $20 a pop. That goes for button bucks. I think it's anything less than 3 inches. It's pretty lenient. I don't love it, but I'll be buying a stack of those tomorrow. I still have my restricted tag for when I'm shooting. I've got an orchard that I got to hunt next week, and there's some big bruisers running around in there. But the farm I'm hunting tomorrow, it's a culling hunt, so I'll be cleaning house on a lot of the does. We just have too many. So it's, I don't think it's changed a whole lot. Prices fluctuate a little bit, maybe they go up, but $20 for an antlerless tag, $40 for a combo tag, and I don't believe there's a quota on the doe tags. I think it's stack 'em, and I think Michigan needs to switch to the earn a buck state where we have to shoot a doe before we can shoot a buck, because we've got too many does and not enough decent bucks. Everyone shoots the first thing that walks in front of them.